From Clocker Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
Hello and good afternoon, Peter McIntyre bringing you the Wednesday edition of Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes we'll be turning to the book of Romans chapter 6, where I'll begin a series of sermons upon great gospel texts that are found in that particular epistle. First, please listen to the singing of a beautiful hymn. It's called I Will Sing the Wondrous Story.
Thank you.
This afternoon I would like to read one verse. It's found in the book of Romans chapter 6. It is the verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Over the following 7 weeks I wish to talk to you about a series of gospel texts which are found in the epistle of Paul to the church which was situated in Rome. I would like you to consider these texts as being steps along a road which leads us to God. The first of our texts is found in the 23rd verse of the 6th chapter, and it contains the words I have read. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I wish to call this the step of education. Being a Christian is not about consenting to a philosophical theory. No, Christianity does not rest upon theories, but facts. It is therefore vital that if a man or a woman is to become a Christian, they must be educated as to the facts which lie at the heart of the matter. This is one of those beautiful texts in the Word of God, where we view our lives, God and eternity, in a few simple words. All that you need to know in order to discover yourself in God is found in these words. Therefore, this afternoon I wish to share with you this step of education. Firstly, it is important that we are educated concerning life's two possibilities. In the world, there are only two possibilities open to us. I know that in the natural realm, there appears to be an infinite number of avenues which a young person may go down as he or she plans the future. Yet where eternity is concerned, there are only two possibilities. On the one hand, some will receive the wages for their sin, while others shall receive what the Bible calls the gift of God. The difference between these two possibilities is not minute, but vast. It is the difference between light and darkness, life and death, heaven and hell. Christ himself went to great lengths to show his congregations that there is only one division in the world which really matters. He spoke of two men who built houses, one upon the rock and the other upon the sand. He spoke of two ways, one narrow which leads to life, and the other being broad which leads to destruction. He told the story of two men. One was rich, but he died and went to hell. The other was poor, but when he died, he departed to be with the Lord. Tell me this afternoon, on which side of this divide are you? We also need education from this text in regard to life's two masters. There are some who, according to our text, are the servants of sin. There are others who are the servants of God. Whatever your occupation, you are either serving sin or you are serving the Lord. The Bible teaches that there are two nations in the world, the power of darkness and the kingdom of God's dear Son. These two nations transcend all the national barriers which exist upon this planet. Those who are unsaved are controlled by what Paul called the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Therefore, the person who is not a Christian is under the mastery and control of sin, and this is a constant motivation in that person's heart and soul. Thirdly, I wish to talk to you about the education supplied by the great apostle here regarding life's two rewards. Those who are controlled by the principle of sin are described as receiving wages, while those who are in the kingdom of Christ are presented with a gift. Wages are something which we deserve. When we work, we receive a wage because we have a right to the earnings. If an employer withholds the wage, he is committing theft, as he has taken from us what is rightfully ours. The Bible teaches us here that the sinner will receive something which he deserves. No one will ever look at God and accuse him of being unfair, because in eternity the unsaved will receive what is his by right. On the other hand, the Christian does not receive wages. He is given a gift. A gift, unlike a wage, is not something we work for. It is usually a welcome surprise for which we show our gratitude. Therefore, the Bible describes salvation as being a work of grace. It is God giving a most remarkable gift, which we have no right to receive. Finally, let us think about the education we glean from this text as to life's two conclusions. There are two possibilities open to all men. There are two masters whom we serve. There are two rewards on offer.
And all these things lead us to two contrasting conclusions or destinies which affect all of humanity. The person who is a sinner receives the wages for his sin, which is death. Paul is not merely talking about physical death. Rather, he is warning us concerning the dreadful implications of eternal death. Listen to the sobering words of Revelation 20, verses 14 through to 15. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. The wages of sin can only be measured by the burning flames, the endless wheels, and the constant gnashing of teeth. A young man had a terrible falling out with a neighbouring farmer. One night, in an act of cruel vengeance, he crept through the neighbouring fields, sowing the seeds of a persistent, virulent weed. The weeds sprang up, and no amount of effort could eradicate them. Years passed, and eventually the young man fell in love with the farmer's daughter. He married her and at length inherited the farm. He later confessed that he was spending the rest of his life reaping what he had sown in that one act of angry folly. By rejecting Christ, by living the life which you now live, dear listener, you are sowing seeds, and you will reap those seeds in eternity. And when hell dawns upon your soul, there will be no going back. There will be no time, no opportunity to remedy the mistakes you've made. Don't go down that pathway of folly. Don't go to that place where you will receive the wages for your sin. I would urge you this day to accept the gift of God, which is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. He offers you hope, peace, assurance, joy. This eternal life is through Jesus Christ. You see, on Calvary, he paid the wages for your sin and my sin. He suffered the unspeakable torment, as he was made a curse for us. He bore our guilt, and he bore our punishment. And because of this, the gift of eternal life is offered to you freely. No gift ever cost more than this. It cost the lovely Son of God his blood and his life. This is the basis of the gospel. Take this first step on the road to God by taking Jesus as your Saviour today and receiving the gift of eternal life which is found in him alone. Oh, listen to the words of our text one last time. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocher Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you, and don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.